No way. It's morning already. I just went to sleep like an hour ago. Morning, sleepy. You look really funny when you're tired. What you do? If you could see yourself right now, you would love to. My hair looks weird. Yeah, I know. It gets like that when I sleep. Whatever. I'm not ready to get up yet. Let's just cuddle for a little bit more. I'll just do that thing where I wrap my arms. You're so warm. I feel like a zombie right now. I could probably call in sick today. I mean, probably. I don't even know. My boss is kind of a, you know what, but I don't really care. Now just have to find someone else for today to fill in. Yes, I'm sure. I would use one of my sick days, any day, just for an excuse to stay in bed with you all day. I would use all of them if I had to. You're not really planning on going back to work the very day you came back from a business trip, are you? But you were gone for so long. Okay, it was a few days, but I missed you so much. It felt like such a long time, and I hate sleeping in a big bed alone without you there to cuddle with and care. And you just got back. I just want to stay in bed with you forever. Come on. How can I sweeten the deal, If you stay in bed, I can. I can give you head scratches. And I can kiss your ears and whisper into them. I know you love it when I do that. And we can. loving and cuddling. Doesn't that sound nice? I mean, we'll probably get hungry after a while. But we can just order some takeout and eat in here too, right? I promise I won't get any food on the sheet. Oh yeah, and we can watch some shows and stuff, or play video games, or anything really. I just don't want you to leave. This right here is too perfect. I just want to spend a lazy day with my boyfriend. That's all. Can you really blame a girl for wanting all that? Mm-hmm. That's right. You don't really want to deal with your boss today either, right? Just forget about work for the day. You work so hard all the time. You have to stop to rest sometime. I know that business trip has probably exhausted you, right? You came home and went right to sleep. I mean, I was happy I got to see you, but it just feels like I just got you back. I didn't even get to glean all the juicy gossip that you get from your trips. You always have some kind of gossip to share with me about what happened. I really look forward to it. Remember last time when you were talking about the street and you got caught up in a protest and they mistook you for one of the speakers and you had to get up on stage? That time when your coworker used that trip as an opportunity to tell the boss that he quit. Didn't he have one of those room keepers at the hotels, right? I quit in rose petals. On his bed. That's really peculiar. How you get into these situations? Oh, well, that one time when your other coworker recognized his childhood sweetheart at a restaurant. Aren't they dating now? What? They're married? And with a kid on the way? See? This is why you need to keep me up to date with all the juicy gossip. I'm missing a bunch of drama. You've got to stay here and give me the new law. Your office is more interesting than Game of Thrones. And I'm not kidding. You should write, like, a book based on it. And I swear, you would probably be a New York Times best-selling author. So. there, he realized my tactic. I've stalled you for so long now that you might as well just stay at home. See, you can never bet against me trying to keep my boyfriend at home. There's nothing I won't do. No boundary I won't cross. Come on, babe. Can't you just stay with me? Oh. No, not even just for a little bit. Fine. I guess I'll take what I can get. I just want you back here with me. This is bad. It's so cold without you. See, isn't this way better than getting up and going to work? You've got your pretty girlfriend all nice and cuddly next to you. Don't you know this is every guy's dream? I know. You're a workaholic. You've always been that way. I get it. I just wish that you'd be a meaholic. Sometimes, you know, like sometimes I just get really jealous of your work because you give it so much attention. Sometimes I feel like I'm the second priority of your life. I get that work is really important to you. And maybe it's selfish of me to want to dedicate more of your time towards me, but I just can't help my feelings. I love being with you so much that I just want to spend the whole day with you. All the time. Even though I know that's not feasible. But it can't hurt to take a break every now and then, right? Look. If you can stay with me just this once, then I won't bother you for a long, long time about it. Promise? This was just a special case because you were gone for extra long. I mean, it broke my heart when you called me and told me that something came up and you were gonna have to stay over there for an extra 3 nights. I was just so looking forward to picking you up from the airport and giving you a big hug and a kiss and taking you to dinner so that you could tell me all about the trip. 3 whole nights. It was too much. I had no idea what I was going to do. So I did a little moping and a little drinking. I wanted to call you and talk, but I knew you probably had lots of stuff on your mind. And no, no, don't be sorry. It's not like it was your fault that you stayed there longer. There was nothing you could have done. I know you wanted to come back. Oh, of course I did. I just hope it never happens again. You heard about a new position in your company? Can you please stop thinking about work now? I'm trying to trauma dump on you. Wait. Are you serious? It's a position where you could work from home. Like, as in, you wouldn't have to go on business trips, right? That's fantastic. If you worked from home, I could stay around you all day. I could bring you food and give you massages. You wouldn't even have to change out of your pajamas. Sorry, I got a little carried away. At the end of the day, it's your job, and it's your decision to make. Again, I know it's kind of selfish of me to want you to prioritize me over everything else. If you don't want to take that new job, then don't. But just knowing that having you around all the time would make me so, so happy. It would make me the happiest girl in the world. You'll take it. Oh, baby. That's such great news. I'm so excited right now. But you're still skipping today, right? Oh, okay. Okay, good. I was just making sure. Come on. It's celebratory cuddles time.